deny her claim. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Both the U.S. Border Patrol and White House dispute what Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say was unconscionable after visiting illegal immigrant detection facilities in Texas.
These women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway just told Fox.
Everybody who has control over that facility or control for the Border Patrol has said that's not true. They've not heard of this.
There's also controversy about what Border Patrol agents are said to be posting online. ProPublica reports there are jokes about dead migrants and members of Congress in a private Facebook group, which House Democrat Joaquin Castro called vile and vulgar.
In response, CBP Chief Carla Provost stating these posts are completely inappropriate and contrary to the honor and integrity I see and expect from our agents day in and day out. Any employees found to have violated our standards of conduct will be held accountable.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Iran is playing with fire. That's what President Trump says about Iran violating terms of the international nuclear deal he pulled the U.S. out of last year. Fox's Simon Owen has more reaction live from London.
Dave, the other countries still signed up to the Iran deal are attempting to keep it alive. Britain urging Iran to reverse what is believed to be the first major breach of the accord. UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt telling Britain's Sky News he backs the agreement, at least for now.
We want to preserve that deal because we don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. But if Iran breaks that deal, then we're out of it as well.
French President Emmanuel Macron warning Iran against any further violations. Dave?
Simon in Cape Canaveral. NASA launches a test on how to handle a failure. A test of a system to abort a mission right after launch in case of emergency. The capsule was not manned. It separated from the booster 6 miles into the sky, crashed into the Atlantic. If it was a real launch, the capsule would have had parachutes. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Well, amid all the new controversy over conditions and facilities at the border, President Trump has signed a bill that will send more aid.
A bipartisan compromise providing more than $4.5 billion in humanitarian assistance at the southern border has been signed by President Trump, but he says Congress must do more to address mass migration.
If we change asylum, we can have 75% of it done. The rest has to be done on the loopholes. Vast migrations out of Central America undermine the future of those countries.
Congress passed a humanitarian package last week after House Democrats dropped demands for tighter restrictions on migrant detention facilities and safeguards on funding. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, the president is planning a big 4th of July celebration. He'll make an address at the Lincoln Memorial, and there will be an honor for the U.S. military, including planes flying overhead and some tanks.
And I hope a lot of people come. And it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
This is in addition to the Capitol 4th concert at the U.S. Capitol and the fireworks. It's happened again, a deadly case of flesh-eating bacteria.
77-year-old Lynn Fleming was at Coquina Beach near Tampa with her family when she cut her leg. Fleming's son says initially the injury didn't seem serious.
It was just a small cut. Didn't think much of it. We got the swelling down, but it just kept bleeding.
Fleming went to the hospital and was given a tetanus shot and antibiotics, but her condition rapidly worsened. She was later diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis, a deadly flesh-eating virus. She underwent several surgeries to remove the infection, but died 10 days after the diagnosis. The CDC recommends getting immediate medical attention if similar symptoms develop following an injury. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are moving a little lower ahead of the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to visit Champaign tomorrow. His visit scheduled for tomorrow morning. The city says Governor Pritzker will speak near the I-57-74 interchange, which will be rebuilt. It'll be his first public appearance in Champaign since he was elected governor. If you're traveling for the 4th of July holiday and you have some flexibility in your plans, avoid coming back on the Sunday after the holiday. That's expected to be one of the biggest travel days of the holiday week, especially for airport crowds. Total traffic volume is set to be up by 4.1% from last year. 41.4 million Americans will go by car. AAA says that's expected to be a record high since 2000. Stormy weather was to blame for the fire Sunday night at a home near Crystal Lake Park. No injuries were reported at the home in the 100 block of Crystal Lake Drive. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone, plus an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word FEAR to 60 60 60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FEAR to 60 60 60. Text FEAR to 60 60 60.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions, they're all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go in your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Contact Luther Falls by going to their website at remodelingchampaign.com or give them a call at 356-4060.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
Yeah, 35 bucks a square foot installed at Luther Falls.
Not bad.
Here we go with your weather, Diane Ducey.
Partly cloudy today with a high 91, down to 71 this evening. Chance of precipitation at 20%. The heat index could rise into the triple digits. Stay hydrated and visit a cooling center if needed. There's at least a dozen open today. 87 the high tomorrow, down to around 70. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. That's the same for the 4th of July on Thursday with a high 88. 78 now with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Oh, let's get more. Let's have it a little beat.
I love that bump music.
You like that one?
I do.
All right.
It's fine.
We'll go back to it. Every month we just salute law enforcement unabashedly. Sometimes people think it's not politically correct. I disagree. They're out there to protect and serve, and we appreciate the people that keep us safe. And I contend there would be anarchy in a day if 911 was not answered.
Mm-hmm.
So we say way to go, and this month we're very happy to honor Sheriff Deputy Brad Wakefield. And let's start with the gorilla in the room. You're not related to Fred.
No, I'm not related to Fred.
Come on, Fred. You're stealing the Wakefield name, Fred. Just
I know.
Like
it's like
Fred.
The very first thing out of
just
the gate every
like
time I meet
Fred.
Someone. I know.
Easy, Fred. He's
big name out of Tuscola.
Yeah, he went to...
I met him one time. He's enormous.
He's enormous. He's a giant human being.
I'm like 6'2", and every time I walk up next, or I walked up next to him, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's enormous.
Yeah, Fred is a man child. He's huge. And he also moved to Phoenix because of the weather. So
I don't
Fred has money. But Fred can't get out of bed very well.
Right. So
football is hard on the body.
He's a big guy. He seemed like a very nice guy, too.
Modern day gladiator is what it is, and you pay for it. But he had 8 or 9 years in the NFL.
That's right.
Fred's one of the great guys. And Brad Wakefield's one of the great guys. He is out there every day. First question is, why do you do this work?
You know, that was something, I mean, they ask it in every interview, you know, well, why do you want to be a police officer? And now that I've kind of seen behind the curtain, it's a little bit different. I was thinking about it on my way over here, like, all right, what is it? You know, is it the people? You get to, you know, meet new people all the time. And absolutely it is. Get to help people all the time. You know, that's definitely something. I think for me, it's like the problem solving aspect of it, as I get to, you know, people call, you know, in the worst times, sometimes in good times too. And they call us and, you know, they're asking us for help. They're asking us to solve their problems. So sometimes just piecing that together and figuring that out and, you know, you're helping them and you're taking stuff away at the end of the call too. So I don't know. It's just a really rewarding career.
6 P to 6 A, 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
You're out in my county.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
What does a guy like you look for? I mean, when do you, is there a sense that hits you says, that doesn't look right?
Well, I think you're just looking for anything that's just out of the normal. I mean, you're patrolling these communities, mm-hmm. just, and we see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people that live in these communities, they're looking out on their streets and they're watching everybody's houses and stuff like that. And they usually call in when something looks suspicious.
Yeah.
And we're patrolling these neighborhoods pretty regularly. So
county's pretty big.
Oh, it's enormous. Yeah, it's 36 miles south of north and 28 from west to east. So it's enormous. So we're out there, you know, as much as we possibly can. And you see something out of the place, something that you didn't see the day before, or the week before, or something, you definitely get out with it. At least talk to them, you know, make sure it's all in the up and up.
So you're going along 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I mean, everything feels good. And then something goes on. And then you got to get that adrenaline thing because it's self-preservation. You got to be safe. And you don't know, Brad, when you come up on a vehicle, when you come up on a home, what you got.
Yeah, I think that's something that you just revert back to your training. Just make sure you're smart and you're not taking chances that, you know, don't need to be taken. Put yourself in, you know, risk that you didn't need, you know, wasn't necessary. So just being smart, going back, you know, we have the Police Training Institute here in town. And they're pretty good? Oh, it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Dr. Schlosser over there, he's a phenomenal asset for, you know, not only this community, but also throughout the state. And, I mean, they train us well, and then they send us, you know, to field training here, you know, at the sheriff's office. And, you know, they just do their best. You get trained by veterans that have done this and, you know, have responded to these calls over and over again. And they can tell you, you know, show you the ways. So you're not putting yourself into those things. You get to go home at the end of the night to your family.
You had to be a star athlete at Heritage High School.
Oh, you had to be. Names in the rafters. I played sports. I played football and basketball and, loved baseball. Always grew up loving baseball.
Yeah.
Never really played it in high school, but, you know, football and basketball, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was something.
6'2" at Heritage, probably a forward.
Actually, I was the center.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the center. And I was always the shortest in the league. But, we grew up.
Toughest, though. You were the toughest.
Oh, absolutely. That's something they always said. They're like, that Brad Wakefield, he's the toughest guy in the league. Yeah.
Did you have an idea in those days of this type of career?
No, actually, no. It wasn't something. I think I first kind of thought about it whenever I was. One of my coaches in football was actually a. Douglas County deputy, and he kind of put that in my head a little bit, and that was something, you know, I don't think I've ever told him that, but it was something that, you know, I pushed through, and I was like, you know, maybe that is something that I would, you know, that I would like to do. You kind of take that personal inventory after you go through high school and you start college, and you're like, what am I actually, you know, really good at?
Yeah.
And I think one of the things for me was, you know, talking to people, and then later I kind of molded into, you know, maybe this is something I'm good at, solving problems and, you know, hands-on stuff. And I knew I wanted to be outside, knew I wanted to do something that was physical. You know, being outside all day and, you know, sometimes you wrestle around with people and stuff. That was something that I wanted, you know, I wanted to be, you know, in shape and do that kind of thing. So that's kind of what led me to this,
and
I guess.
It tells you, too, you might be influencing kids you don't know about either. You might, you know, like your coach, you might be somebody else that I like that Brad Wakefield guy. I want to be just like him. I mean, you never know.
You hope so, you know, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do now, especially now with, you know, we're talking about it earlier about the, you know, the era around law enforcement right now and some, you know, kind of how the media has portrayed it a little bit, not every aspect of the media, but, you know, it it's kind of scary to be a cop right now in some regards. But
well, you're not getting as many applications. People aren't desiring to be what you I mean, but it's, has it gotten better in the last few years? Has it improved steadily at all?
If you want to be a police officer, I think this is the greatest time to do it. And I mean, not only, you know, the technology is getting better, you know, it's exciting, and it's, and you know, there's more and more people, you know, every day. And, you know, I think that especially right now, you know, I came out of college in 2008. It was the middle of a recession. You couldn't be a police officer. You wanted to be a police officer.
Right.
There's 1,500 people applying for one job.
Wow.
And you couldn't find a job if you wanted to. Nowadays, if you go out there, and right now we're on the national testing network, where you can go onto our website right now and put in, and you know, you could be interviewing in the next couple of days, and you know, have a job here in the next couple of months after background.
So I could go online and take that test?
Absolutely.
Would age discriminate me, or?
No, you know, I think they look at every applicant, you know, individually.
Say, okay, I don't think so. Why does he keep his day job?
Well, I brought you an application today, so.
There you go. Thanks, Brad.
What do you want people to know about the work?
Okay. I think that if anything, it's rewarding, you know, and it's not something that I thought whenever I would, you know, when I got into it, I thought it'd be fun. I mean, you see the, you know, all the crime shows and stuff like that. I thought it would be fun. I didn't think that whenever I showed up on a scene, I would, one, be helping somebody else, but then I'm walking away from it at, you know, 30 years old, you know, looking at this saying, man, I guess I really learned something there. I kind of learned from this other person's experience because, again, you know, we show up in some of those hard times, and it's stuff that, you know, relates back to my life later that I can look at and maybe help somebody, you know, and that's advice that I'd be able to give to somebody else so that they're not falling into the same problem.
Well, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you can turn it off, but you see sad stories and sad people and you go, man, how'd that happen and all of that? Can you turn that off?
I think you do, but I think you use it more so. I think that's, again, back to it, you just use it for the next call and make sure that you're helping, you know, everybody, especially in our community, you know, to get by the best we possibly can. And hard things do happen, unfortunately. Yeah. And whenever I come on scene, I want to do the best I possibly can to be professional, and then offer that, you know, shoulder, whatever it may be, whatever it is that person needs at the time to get them through this hard time so that they can, you know, try to start the healing process.
Is your family pretty supportive?
Yeah, absolutely. Both my brother and my father were volunteer firefighters. And so there's kind of that public service, you know, thing in my career, well, in my family anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, awesome. Yeah, there absolutely are. So,
man, I'm telling you, we love people that can bungee jump and we ready to take the highs and lows and stuff. Brad Wakefield, congratulations, our law enforcement official of the month. We're going to play parts of this interview on 4 radio stations just to salute you and the Champaign County Sheriff's Department and what you do. Stay safe. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate Brad Wakefield, law enforcement official of the month for July. ESPN 93.5. We will check our sports headlines in just a few moments. Going to check your Fox Business Minute next. It's 8:18 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, this is Shane Coulter of Country Art.
From the Fox Business Network, Budweiser's parent company is launching a separate stock for its Asia-Pacific business. Budweiser Brewing, a unit of Anheuser-Busch InBev, is planning to go public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange on July 19th. It's believed the debut could raise $9.8 billion. In addition to Bud, it brews Stella Artois and Corona to sell in China, Australia, South Korea, India, and Vietnam. Amazon is creating 1,800 permanent jobs in France. It will now have 9,300 employees in France by the end of the year. It is Amazon's largest European market after Britain and Germany. The U.S. is proposing more tariffs on European-made products. There are 89 additional products with a trade value of $4 billion that could be included. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
And subscribe at FoxNation.com right now.
All right, 8:23, sports headline. Well, the Cubs got pounded. I didn't mention, probably good idea, I didn't mention to Brad Wakefield, he's a diehard Cubs fan. And Cubs are struggling a little bit. So, man, losing record in June, first time in 2017, they had a losing record in the month.
Oh, I see.
So we'll
18
see.
18-5 was the final yesterday. Let's see if we can come out on top at Pittsburgh. 6:05 first pitch heard on US 105.9. And the Cardinals start up a series in Seattle with the day off yesterday. It's a 9:10 start here on ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox will begin a series against Detroit. They also had the day off yesterday. Roger Federer to play later today. So will Serena. Wimbledon is in full force right now. Locally trending story, we're watching Myers Leonard and his NBA career as a former Illini. He'll go from Portland to Miami to enjoy the heat. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
David Leake is your Grand Marshal for the Freedom Celebration 4th of July Parade. Starkle Planetarium retiring. What are we going to do in the next eclipse, man? I don't know who to call.
Well, you can still call me if you want, or you could call my replacement. Eric Johnson took over yesterday, I guess, as the director
well,
there.
Well, that poor guy. I mean, kind of replacing John Wooden here. I mean, I don't know. I'll tell Eric, hell, that's great, Eric, but David didn't do it that way. But anyway.
I've never been called John Wooden before. That's
the
first.
Hey, listen, congratulations on your career. What are you going to do for the next 50 years, bud?
Well, that's a really good question.
It's the David Leake Show, featuring the smartest guy in the stars, man.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. I can tell you what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to grade at midnight and prep for class late at night. I'm not going to do any of that.
That's good.
There's been some great technology at Starkle Planetarium over the years. Can you spotlight the evolution of what happened at Parkland?
Well, probably the big thing happened back in 2010 is when all those slide projectors that we had from the very beginning, we ripped all those out and put in the digital system. That was probably the biggest upgrade. You know, there's been little things happening here and there, you know, getting rid of reel-to-reel tapes and all of that. But that was kind of the big major thing. So that's when we had our big grand opening.
It's okay. A favorite stop for me. People can kind of relax in those chairs and look up at the dome and see some various different shows that you have. Congratulations on making it such a great spot in Champaign County.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, okay. Diane.
David, you're probably not even old enough to remember the moonwalk, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I won't tell you how old I was. But,
well, I was young, too, but I remember at my grandma's house watching Neil Armstrong. That was pretty cool, coming up on 50 years.
That's right, July 20th.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And that's why they have flight in space theme for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. Did you have a story to share about that first walk on the moon?
Just probably like Stevie. We might be close to the same age. I was about 8.
Yeah.
And
I'm way old.
I remember my dad knocking on the door and saying, "Do you want to watch him walk on the moon?" Because I was in bed. You know, it's Sunday night. I had to be in bed. So I got up, and the thing that was neat is there's no VCRs, and he had a camera, a regular slide film camera, in front of the TV on a tripod, and he was taking pictures of it. And the cool thing is that I had those slides scanned, and I would use them in class.
Wow.
And say, you know, this picture was taken by my dad, and I was a little 8-year-old kid standing right next to him.
That's so cool. Of course, all the conspiracy people say it never happened, but anyway.
Oh, don't get me started.
Listen, it's remarkable what we did with that, and they're talking about going back to the moon. What do you think of that?
It depends. It's a good thing. It depends on the reasons. And even though I'd like to not be able to say this, I mean, let's just face it. We went back in 69 to beat the Russians.
Right.
I mean, that's what the astronauts really wanted to do, was to beat the Russians. So it kind of depends on our motivation. You know, Buzz Aldrin is saying that we should just sidestep the moon and go straight to Mars.
Oof.
So, but, you know, the moon makes a pretty good base. It's easier to lift things off the moon. So,
well, I mean, can't we go get helium-3 or something and figure out how to mine that for energy and stuff like that?
There are resources there, so you're right about that. And it just kind of depends on the motivation. And back in 69, you could get the whole nation to kind of be behind this. And, yeah, it makes me kind of wonder if we can get the whole nation behind anything these
days. I think you're right about that. David Leake, we'll be waving to you, my friend, the Grand Marshal for the Freedom Celebration Parade. Congratulations. Good luck to Eric Johnson. Rooting for him, but, yeesh, got to replace David Leake. Good luck.
You'll be fine. Thanks.
Hey,
Stevie.
Buddy, appreciate it. David Leak, Parkland Starkville Planetarium.
That's right, Grand Marshal for the parade. It's 11 o'clock on the 4th of July.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You want to go test a BMW? I check it regularly. The floors are crisscross applesauce, eat off the floor when you drop your spaghetti.
Okay.
And Kenny keeps it really white and clean over there. The floor is just sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
Go see them and see if you can get into one of those BMWs. And some of them are totally affordable. And the machines are just a little different. You got to be careful. Put it on cruise control because they like to run a little
fast.
Yes,
that's right. It's like, whoa,
you
I'm
look
going
down,
how fast?
You're going 80. You're going, I didn't mean that.
You don't even have to look down with the hologram right there near the windshield.
Yeah, it's a hologram. Anyway, investigate what BMW has to offer, some of their lease programs. And, of course, on the Honda side, it's so popular. One of America's most popular vehicles is a Honda. And they run wonderfully. They're great on gas mileage. Some of those, the Civics are getting 40-some on the road.
Might be time to upgrade. DriveChampagne.com.
Go say hey to Ben Quattrone, my friend. They're off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. DriveChampagne.com. Craig Fanning, of course, on the Honda side as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's DriveChampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Okay, the news will be coming up. Grinnell Scott will join us. He's a Fox News radio reporter. And the 2020 Dems face the prospect of being cut from the debates. You're on that last five. You're just trying to get on stage for however many minutes. How do they cut them? Don't cut Marianne Williamson. 8:30. We'll be right back with that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. After a visit with other Democrats to a border detention facility in Texas, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says
these women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet.
Robert Perez is Deputy Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
Anyone and everyone in our custody at all of our facilities have ready access to fresh water.
And the agency's investigating a private Facebook page for current and former border agents making sexually violent and racist posts. There's a solar eclipse today.
This time, the solar eclipse will only be viewable in parts of Chile and Argentina, though NASA will be live streaming it for people to watch in the comfort and ocular safety of their own homes or on a mobile device. If you'll be in South America and want to view it, make sure you're wearing extra protective sunglasses and don't look directly at the sun or for very long.
Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Stormy weather was to blame for the fire Sunday night at a home near Crystal Lake Park. No injuries were reported at the home in the 100 block of Crystal Lake Drive. Crews got a report of an attic fire. The News Gazette says it's not clear yet whether that fire was caused by lightning or from a tree that fell on a high-voltage line behind the home. Damage from the fire was estimated at $25,000. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help in finding a woman believed to be responsible for two recent residential burglaries. An electric wheelchair was stolen from a garage in the 1300 block of North Neal Street sometime early in the day on June 24th. Later that morning, the woman was allegedly seen riding in the wheelchair while carrying a television believed to be stolen from a burglary in the 400 block of Briar Lane. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5, let's check your weather as we look toward the 4th of July. Diane Ducey, how do we look?
Looking good, Stevie. We've got lots of sunshine today, but warm with the humidity and that 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We could get into triple digits when it comes to the heat index, up to 92, down to 71. 87 the high tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers, up to 88 on the 4th of July on Thursday, down to around 71. Again, that 40% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Currently 79. We are ESPN 93.5.
Fox News ace reporter Grinnell Scott. You're on the Fox News headlines a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I saw your work. We were there.
Oh.
My daughter was in Miss America at Atlantic City. We stopped in New York City and Crystal set up a tour and I watched the radio side work. I'm pretty sure you were in the box, bud. You look good.
I probably was.
Were you working Labor Day? No. A big start
like
you?
Did they have to sign up, please don't feed the anchors?
Right.
That was it. But you're a big star. You shouldn't have to work Labor Day. That's when we visited. It was a whole bunch of folks in there still.
But... Oh, no. You work Labor Day. You work the holidays so you can get a comp day.
I got you. All right. Grinnell Scott. Okay, so now the talk of the presidential candidates and having to cut the field. Please don't cut her. This is...
So, Mr. President,
Marianne Williamson.
I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out. So I, sir, I have a feeling you know what you're doing. I'm going to harness love for political purposes. I will meet you on that field, and, sir, love will win.
Hey, love wins all the time, Grinnell.
There you go.
You're not going to cut Marianne Williamson. How are they going to do this? How are they going to figure this out?
I think somebody in the 80s had a song called Love Will Find a Way, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, that's it, man.
You know, and the Republicans are jumping on board with this. Everybody give a dollar to Marianne Williamson. Let's keep her in the discussion. But, you know, it's going to be difficult for her to move forward. I mean, she's got to have the money. She's got to have the support. And with what the Democrats are doing following this July debate to sort of amp up what the candidates need to get to even get on the stage is going to make it really difficult for her. And in case your listeners don't know, I mean, it's 130,000 supporters per candidate. Mm. For each candidate that gets on the stage, 400 of those have to be from 20 states. So you can't just go to Iowa. Okay. You can't just go to South Carolina and get those. You have to have 20 states. And then you have to have in four registered polls at least 2% support.
Okay. Right.
And then a lot of them will fall by the wayside in that standard alone.
Well, I mean, I wondered how Bill de Blasio even got on the stage. I didn't think he had that much support, and there he was in the first debate.
Well, he's just so tall.
Yeah, that's true. He can totally post everybody out. What about the Montana governor I hear good things about, but he can't get on the stage? Is he going to get a shot?
You know, and that's the thing when you talk about getting on the stage. I mean, yeah, he may get the groundswell of support, but I mean, does he fit all of the qualifications? Does he have the money? Does he have the funding and the resources to go state to state to state over an extended period and get that support? Because, you know, with the top tier candidates, and right now, if you look at the numbers, only five right now are guaranteed to be on the stage in September, and that's Biden, Warren, Buttigieg, Sanders, and Harris. Anybody else beyond that, and we're even talking the Beto O'Rourke's, the Cory Booker's, the Amy Klobuchar's, the Kirsten Gillibrand's, even they've got some work to do to get the numbers up and to get themselves on that debate stage in September, because that's when, you know, everything, that's when we're really going to start get serious and really have those discussion about who is the best candidate to take on Donald Trump.
It sure feels like a whole lot of left to me, and I don't know how mainstream paying for illegals to have health care and maybe this even open border premise that they're talking about. I don't know if that's going to play in the general. And I have another theory, Grinnell. You can tell me if I'm off my rocker, but my theory is no old, then no white, and then no men. So now we're down to Kamala Harris.
Well, see, and I've heard two different things. I've heard what you're saying, but then again, I've heard when you're thinking about the winnowing of the candidates, you have one African-American man in the race. That's Cory Booker.
Yeah.
He's got a struggle to get there. You've got one Hispanic man in the race, Julian Castro.
Yeah.
He's still struggling to get on that stage later in the year. Maybe four of the six women in the race are going to fall by the wayside eventually. So what are you stuck with? You're stuck with white, you're stuck with male, you're stuck with old.
Mm.
And that's the one thing the Democratic Party, which treasures diversity, really kind of wants to get away from.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see Bernie or Joe making it. Do you?
If Joe continues to perform the way he did in the last debate and he's come back to the pack a little bit, it's going to make things really interesting for the Biden campaign.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? And I think we'd like him at the Philo Tavern hanging out with him. I think we'd really like him. But, man, he says some things. And then in this environment with race identity and all this stuff, he's been saying the same things for 46 years. It's just some of it isn't acceptable anymore.
Yeah, and you know, if it came down to the old standard of which one would I want to have a beer with, I think Joe wins that.
No, I think he'd probably be pretty fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Grinnell, we'll be tracking this with you. I appreciate your time. Good anchor work on Channel 115 on Sirius. You do a good job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Talk to you soon. Grinnell Scott is a Fox News reporter, and I did see Fox News, and I was in New York City. Her family, you know, walked through and saw their sets. It's amazing. It's just normal TV, but amazing what they get out of a space.
Yeah.
Because they're doing 10 different shows
That's
and it looks
right.
like a different studio.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing the backdrops and all the furniture and all the different, because they've got floor crew and all that
right?
stuff. But watching them on the Fox and Friends set, Christian kind of turned the globe to show Africa.
Okay.
And that stayed like that for 2 months.
Exactly. So. It's been a while since they dusted it off.
We did that. Yeah, the small thrills of people. We thought that was kind of cool.
Exactly.
Anyway, good to have you listening. If you want to text in anything we talk about, you're always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed meeting Brad Wakefield.
Agreed, and we can always hear it back, too. The podcast available at ESPNCU.com.
Okay. I would not have pitched Craig Kimbrell. I just asked Austin about that.
Okay.
He needs to pitch because he's, you know, kind of catching up.
Right.
But he got blasted for 3 runs in an inning last night in an 18-5, who cares, let's get out of here and play tomorrow game.
Right.
And so his ERA will be about 16 for the rest of the way, because when you don't pitch a lot and you give up 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning or an inning, none that matters. He needed to pitch, I guess. But I wouldn't like Pittsburgh to get a good look at my guy that closes my game. Otherwise, I love Joe Maddon. I'd hire Joe Maddon. Cardinals play tonight. You'll hear it on ESPN. It's 9:10. That would be 8:15 for the pregame. 9:10 first pitch in Seattle, and even though the Mariners started hot, they had not played very well the rest of the way after the beginning in April. It's still hard on the road, and the Cardinals are obviously still struggling themselves. We'll see what the lineup is. We'll see if Tommy Edman still leads off, and Matt Carpenter does not play. He hasn't played for like 4 straight games, still trying to find it, hitting about .218 in your leadoff role. But you look at the All-Star break just ahead. Happy for Paul DeJong making the All-Star game. The kid from ISU is an All-Star. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cubbies have Javier Baez, I think, starting. Wilson Contreras. They got Chris Bryant on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So the All-Star game coming up. And, hey, you know what? Milwaukee's a game ahead of the Cubs. And what are they, 3.5 ahead of the Cardinals? And base the Cardinal fans, I know, are spoiled. But the way the Cardinals have played baseball in the last 4 to 8 weeks, you'd think they'd be way out of this race. And they're not. So there's hope, and that makes it more fun. We'll see what happens at the trade deadline as well. Trade deadline, July 31. Will the Cubs make a move? Will the Cardinals make a move? And what moves are there to make? And then what happens to Marcell Ozuna, who was having a wonderful first half offensively?
On my Cardinal calendar, it says international signing period begins today.
You know, maybe there's somebody out there internationally.
That's right.
So many scouts now, nobody gets away from some sort of observation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll jump to sports headlines.
Why not? Cardinals in Seattle, again, 9:10 start. We are a week away from the All-Star game at Cleveland. Some people's talking about Josh Bell yesterday and his big bat. He scored a bunch of runs for Pittsburgh.
He had 3 home runs.
Right.
3 home runs for Josh Bell.
And one of them, there was at least 2 runs that came in on that homer. 18-5 was the final. And they're from Pittsburgh with a 6:05 start today on US 105.9. And as you mentioned, Milwaukee, the Brewers won over the Reds yesterday 8-6. So Cubs are a game behind, but Cardinals within 3 from the top in that NL Central Division. Chicago White Sox will host Detroit. What's trending in MLB is the LA Angels and how they're mourning the loss of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs, found unresponsive in his hotel room as they were getting ready for the series against Texas. He had struggled with injuries. They don't know the cause just yet. Wimbledon going on. Roger Federer playing inside the next hour or two. Young versus old was kind of the theme yesterday as 15-year-old Coco Gauff beat her hero Venus Williams, who's the oldest in the fleet of women in the tournament at the age of 39. So this was the 15-year-old's 3rd tournament, and they say more than 1,000 Venus Williams high-level tournaments that she's experienced. Serena will be up later today. That's essentially sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
And in this morning's News Gazette, a former Southern California football staff member filed a lawsuit yesterday against the university in which he alleges a current Illinois assistant football coach paid players at USC to take online tests. Illini defensive line coach Austin Clark named in this. Can't round of the University of Illinois, they say they have no comment at this time. If anybody will know more about this story, it'll be Jeremy Warner coming up. Okay, we'll be right back with your weather next. It's 8:47.
Zipper Lash free.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, essentially, it's between 90 and 70 for the next, you know, into the weekend and stuff, too, with a slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms at various times. But we're watching the heat index today with the humidity factored in. They're saying we could get into the triple digits the way the air feels. So keep that in mind, the heating center, the cooling centers, I should say, if the heat should rise up there and become unbearable. Of course, stay hydrated. We're currently at 81 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, some final thoughts next.
Hattie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like burgers and wings, two gourmet dishes like chicken parm pasta and pan-seared Asian salmon. But the burgers at Hattie's are their specialty. Their signature Hattie's burger has smoked cheddar topped with smoked brisket, bacon, and onion relish. And they douse it with bourbon barbecue sauce served on a crispy brioche bun. Why not start your meal with shareable apps such as mini chimneys made with ground beef, corn, peppers, onions, and black beans wrapped in a deep-fried tortilla. Wow, guys, I'm getting hungry. Can we wrap this up? Let's all head to Addy.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. Well, I guess Brent Christensen stuff gets back July 8th, which is next week. And then you got to figure out what happens to him. We're a month away from football.
Mm-hmm.
August 2nd, football starts. And then August 31, we play. And I think we're going to know a whole lot by the end of September. Because Stevie J says we need to be 3-0. We're 3-0. Bring it.
Yeah.
Lovey's due for an upset, so we're going to beat somebody.
Okay.
And then we're going to win two more, and then we're going to go 6, and we're going to a bowl.
There you go.
Ah!
That's a good way to look at it.
So every season, it's the same. I've got us undefeated and untied. Well, it looks like Danville's getting that casino.
Yes.
Is that a special thing anymore?
Not particularly.
I mean, can't you find, I mean, driving into Iowa, a massive casino over there.
Mm-hmm.
So why go to Vegas?
But really, slots on every other corner now.
Well, sure. But if you want to go to a casino, I guess that means you can play blackjack and roulette and all these other games.
Okay.
And will this help Danville? Who's going to go to Danville to go to a casino? Will people in Indiana come over? I mean, I don't think there's anything in Covington. I don't know. I don't know how all this works. I do know that it's always lucrative because people will lose.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the game figured out. That's why they got the fancy, shiny lights, is mm-hmm. because you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, Scott Eisenhower is not there anymore, but he was pushing for it for years.
That's right. He's over at Rantoul.
Village administrator, I think, up in
Rantoul. I believe so.
Anyway, so Danville's going to get a casino. I'm not sure what it means. You can bet on, I think, sports, but not the universities in Illinois. I think that's a new deal.
Oh.
But can't you bet on the universities online? Can I bet on Illinois against Akron? I don't get anything anymore. And J.B. Pritzker is coming to town tomorrow.
Yes, he is.
He's kind of doing a 4th of July lap around the state.
And it says I-57-74 interchange,
yeah.
But where is a good place to stop there?
I don't know.
I was like, that's a bad area. That
where,
loop
where,
is kind of tough.
Where are you supposed
tough.
To park?
I know.
Yeah. Is he getting in like a bullhorn?
I don't know.
I want to thank everybody. On the interstate, you can roll your window down or something.
I guess.
All right. All right, again, the Cubs on US 105.9. I think they'll come back strong tonight. They'll play in Pittsburgh after not a very good game last night. Cardinals are on radio here. US 105.9, your home of the Cubs. And ESPN 93.5, You're home of the St. Louis Cardinals tonight late, 8:15 pregame, 9:10 for the first pitch. Good luck staying awake for all of that.
And on the 3rd of July, Neighborhood Nights, Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 8, bring your lawn chair to Victory Park to see Jive Bag do their jazz.
You know anything about Jive Bag?
That sounds good to me.
A little jazz is fun.
That's right.
Okay, we'll meet back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next with all the latest stuff. Stand by for that. And thank you very much for listening. Stay nice and cool. It is the time of year where it's supposed to be hot, and by golly, it is. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow on the radio. Thank you again for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
I haven't had my teeth cleaned in years, but I don't like any of my current options. I wish there was another place I could go.
Live in Southern Champaign County? Need to schedule an appointment with a friendly, caring dentistry team? If you answered yes, you need to schedule an appointment with the new Tolono Family Dental in Tolono. When was the last time you had your teeth checked out? Do you have some pain in your mouth that won't go away? Then call Tolono Family Dental and get an appointment today. They're taking new patients now and serving all of Champaign County and beyond. Whether it's a checkup, a cleaning, a filling, or something a little more specific, the caring dentists, assistants, and hygienists at Tolono Family Dental will take care of you. 485-5760 is the number you need to call. That's 485-5760. 485-5760 to make an appointment today. Now offering $59 comprehensive exams and x-rays to all new patients without insurance. Tolono Family Dental, 202 P Street in Tolono.
Is your child's foot comfort important to you? If it is, you need to get your kid some Skechers. You see, at Skechers, we're the comfort and fit specialists. And we've taken all this comfort and fit knowledge and applied it to the cutest, most comfortable boys and girls shoes on the planet. They're soft and flexible while still being durable. They're also super fashionable, have comfort innovations like Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam, and most importantly, they're affordable. Get your kids some Skechers at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Are your carpets filled with memories, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy with more styles and colors to choose from. Right now, with free installation on any purchase of $5.99 or more, all by licensed local pros, backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $5.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through August 28, 2019.
The St. Jude Champaign-Chipioy Run is coming up on August 2nd and 3rd, and we need your help. Sign up to participate as a runner for this incredible 103-mile trip from downtown Champaign to the Peoria Civic Center. Get involved in this relay-style run by running 1 mile, 5 miles, or even 30 miles. All proceeds from the run benefits research on children's catastrophic diseases. Sign up today at custjuderun.org or email custjuderuns@gmail.com for more information.
An instrument used to start a sumo wrestling match. At My Computer Career, it celebrates the start of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science, you know. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Cardinals host the Arizona Diamondbacks July 12th through the 14th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, fans will take home a replica of the 2009 All-Star Game jersey. On Saturday, fans will receive a Cardinals golf umbrella courtesy of St. Louis Children's Hospital. And Sunday wraps up the weekend with the Cardinals brim straw hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. That's July 12th through the 14th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word FEAR to 606060. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, Text FEAR to 606060. Text F-E-A-R to 606060.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions, they're all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends.